Well, hello again, everybody. Today, I'm gonna try to find a tree that speaks English, and I think I am lucky this time. I am walking down at the far corner of the big garden I talked about before, and here is a big oak tree, and I don't know if I can talk to him or not. I might have to climb up so he can hear me, but we'll try. Hello? No answer. I will climb up. All right, so I have to jump up, so I'm sorry, it will maybe be a little bit noisier. Right, okay, I'm up. I'm gonna pull myself up, and there's another branch, and I'm pulling myself now up. My feet are steady, and I'm climbing up a few meters here. Pretty nice view. So I'm gonna try again. Hello, oak tree.
Hello. Who are you? A human coming to me? That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, I came up here because I have an assignment to ask questions to non-humans. And first, I would like to know, you look pretty old. You must be really old. Are you at least 10 years old?
10 years? I am 200 years. I'm an oak tree. Oak tree can be very old. So, yeah, if you want to know what happened long time ago, I can tell you.
Well, that's nice. I think we start with what's happening today. So, you know, there is a big problem. There is a sickness going on. We call it COVID-19, Corona. It's a pandemic, you know, something that's pretty bad is spreading around. And I would like to know sort of what is your experience about this. So this is what's going on now around you. I don't know if you sort of have noticed, but let's see if you did.
Well, it's interesting that you say it. We do notice a lot of things because we can see far away from here. I know I can see with my leaves, with my branches, I kind of can smell and see and I can feel. So it's, I do follow a lot of things that's going on. And from here, I can see like all the way over to the town there. It's not more than like a few kilometers, and I can see what's going on the streets, on the town square. And I think to me here being like in a distance, I can say that it seems like people are not coming out as much as they did before in town. I look at the streets and there are not many people there. However, here in this garden or park, if I may call it a park, yes, here there are lots of people moving around. So I think that's interesting to see. And what I see is, it seems like this tradition of going out and having picnics outdoors with the family, it seems like grandparents come here with their grandkids, and they have like a strange system. They put up like two tables or two blankets, and they put the grandkids kind of away from them, and then they sit down on the other blanket, and they seem to have like a party anyway, and they would sort of have maybe cakes, and they sing birthday songs, and like they're celebrating. So it seems like they have parties outside, which is nice for me. I think it's really nice being this old. I think this is interesting thing that this happened long time ago, 100 years ago or even more, that people could come out like this and have picnics, and now they are back. So
Yeah, okay, good. We have questions to ask here about that. Do you find that people, because you see people, obviously, do they look happy, worried, healthy, or whatever? Is there anything you notice? Well, I think that when they are here, and I see that they sit down with their grandkids, if they do, they seem very happy to meet people. However, they sort of all the time they keep a distance and they don't go up and hug anybody. And they seem to be somewhat happy, actually really happy to be there. But also a little bit, I can see a worried streak in their foreheads sometimes. So I think they are trying to maybe, it looks like it, protect their children or grandchildren at the same time as they try to be with them. And I think it looks like they're doing a pretty good job. Okay, so yeah, that's great. Do you feel anything else you have experienced? Yeah, I have had people that almost became my friends. You know, they have come here over the years and strolled around. People that kind of walk this area up and down and around pretty often. Sometimes they come with their dogs, and I definitely recognize some of them. And there is this old gentleman that came with the nicest dog, and he was the friendliest person, and I don't see him anymore. I am worried that something happened there. I know things are going on. And I also know there is another person. I know I heard him cough, and his wife said, we better go home. And then they were gone for about almost a month. And then one day I could see them walk across the field here slowly, slowly. But they were both out. And it seemed like they were so happy to be outside again. So, yeah, that's what I noticed. This is something that's pretty serious sometimes.